Would you like to accelerate your career and reach your full potential in just minutes a day? Welcome to the LeadX Show with New York Times bestselling author and Inc. 500 entrepreneur, Kevin Cruz.
Welcome, everyone. Kevin Cruz here, and I want to sincerely thank you for joining me for episode 000 of the LeadX Show. Now, 000 is always the introductory episode of a podcast series that everyone ignores. But I'm hopeful a few of you hardcore fans will want to start at the very beginning. So, what is the LeadX Show? How will it be different from the billion other podcasts out there? Well, imagine if you could get just 1% better every single day. Imagine if you could have the world's best executive coaches, the best career mentors, whispering into your ear every morning on your drive to work. I'm not talking about just motivational feel-good stuff. I'm not talking about those, deep discussions, those abstract ideas. I'm talking about whispering practical things that you can try out right away. Every weekday, I'll be interviewing a different leadership or business guru. Many of them are authors, some are CEOs, others are creatives, artists, but they're all successful in their own right, and they're willing to share practical advice on how to get ahead, how to achieve what you want to at work and in other areas of your life. So since this is a daily show, and we're going to try to keep them short, it means that there's going to be a new episode waiting for you, every day, just in time for your morning commute or your morning treadmill session or whatever else you do, to start your day. Now, LeadX isn't just the name of this new podcast. It's the name of my new company. It's the name of the new digital media site, LeadX.org. And you can find us on all the major social media channels as LeadX Life. So what does the X stand for anyway? Well, in the spirit of SpaceX, TEDx, or even the X Prize, I like the name LeadX because we are exploring leadership. It's about next generation leadership. And yeah, I think the X is just cool. And a little bit about me. The show isn't about me, but in case you're curious, and if we haven't met yet, I'm a single dad with three great kids. I live in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Some people would call me a serial entrepreneur. I certainly crashed and burned a few companies when I was young and dumb. But after I really understood the power of leadership, the importance of leadership, of how to maximize employee engagement, of how to be more productive, extreme productivity, I was able to build and sell several multi-million dollar companies that won a bunch of awards, including Inc. 500 for fast growth. And the only award I'm actually a little bit proud of, I won one year the Best Place to Work award in Pennsylvania, which is, voted on anonymously by employees. So anyway, after selling my last company about a decade ago, I focused, in addition to being a dad, spent most of my time writing and speaking. And again, I've been very fortunate. My leadership book called We became a New York Times bestseller. My book, Employee Engagement 2.0, has been the best-selling engagement book for several years. My book, 15 Secrets Successful People Know About Time Management, has been the best-selling productivity book of the last year. But after taking almost 10 years off, I am throwing my entrepreneur hat back on, climbing into the ring, as another cliche would be, to launch LeadX. Why? Why would I do that? So first, I believe that traditional training and education has not kept up with advances in digital media. Today's emerging leaders, young talent, they just don't find those five-day live workshops or those page-turning e-learning modules, to be very compelling. Today's talent, we're living in a mobile, social, video world. Every day, I ask Siri questions on my iPhone. I bark orders at my Amazon Echo. I open up Facebook and I get information that's personalized to my likes and activities. Before we know it, chatbots and artificial intelligence and natural language processing are just going to become commonplace. So how come the training we have to take at work doesn't reflect these new media realities? But more importantly, you know, in addition to the media, the digital media, I just want to help those who want to make an impact. I personally believe that leadership is not a choice. So early on, you know, everyone thought of leadership as that top-down authority model, you know, from the military. And then more recently, people would say, you don't need a title to lead. Leadership is a choice. Well, actually, I believe leadership is not a choice. You're a leader whether you want to be or not, because leadership is about influence. Yes, you influence people in a meeting when you speak out against a dumb idea, but you also influence people around you when you choose to stay silent. Your silence in that meeting will be viewed as consent, as agreement. You're influencing either way. You influence people, you know, when you speak out against harassment or inappropriate remarks at work, just as teens will promote better behavior when they speak out against bullying at school. But we also know that being a bystander in the face of workplace or schoolyard bullying promotes more bullying. Even in our own homes, with our own families, leadership, influence, is not a choice. Talk to your teenagers about the dangers of taking drugs or having sex, and they're less likely to experiment with those activities. If you don't talk to them about drugs and sex, they're more likely to experiment. So you're having an influence one way or another. You're leading them a little bit more in one direction or a little bit more in another direction. At work, if you're a manager, you know, the people on your team, if you spend time focused on growth, recognition, and trust, employee engagement grows. If you just stay focused on the daily tasks and ignore growth, recognition, and trust, engagement drops. Leadership is not a choice. You're just leading people in a good direction or a bad direction, a brighter future or a worse future. So I want to help those who want to be great leaders at work, at home, in the neighborhood. I want to help others who just want more from life, who want to achieve their full potential. So I'm excited to begin this new adventure, this new podcast, this new company, and I'm thrilled to have you along for the journey. Enjoy the show.